We are here because the fossil fuel industry depends on its ability to keep pumping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, just as our survival depends on our ability to stop them. And right now, they are winning.
Freshman Phoebe Chatfield read Fossil Free Yale's brief statement to University President Peter Salovey just after she and 47 other undergrads filed into the school's administration building April 9th and sat in outside his office. Salovey encouraged the students to continue working through the Advisory Committee on Investor Responsibility, which includes students, and makes recommendations to the Corporation Committee on Investor Responsibility.
Well, as you know, it discussed the issues and made the decision, made the recommendation that it came to, that was then accepted by the Yale Corporation not to divest. They are open to new arguments, new information, and have always said that they want to listen to student input on this issue.
Fossil Free Yale's Nathan Lobel questioned how productive the effort would be, given that the Yale Corporation already rejected a proposal students based on the university's own guidelines for ethical investment.
So last year, we designed a divestment proposal that was purposefully exactly within the lines of divestment through that document. And even with all of that compromise, the Yale Corporation decided in August that they were not going to divest, and not even going to do the most basic part of that proposal, which was to ask companies to disclose how much carbon the burning of their fuels was producing.
Now students have upped their request to include the standard demand of most colleges, churches, and municipalities that have taken a position on the issue, divestment from the top 200 fossil fuel companies. 3 days after the sit-in at Yale, students, alumni, and other members of the Harvard University community kicked off what they're calling Heat Week to pressure their university to divest. At $36.4 billion, Harvard has the largest endowment of any college in the world. President Drew Faust announced in October 2013 that Harvard would not divest because the endowment is intended, quote, to advance academic aims, not to serve other purposes, however worthy, unquote. A rousing public kickoff took place Sunday evening with speeches and music.
While the event was happening, a core group of students went to begin the blockade of Massachusetts Hall, which is the building where our president has her office.
Chloe Maxman is a student active with the divestment campaign on campus.
Our intention is to shut down business as usual for the Harvard administration. Our ask is for Harvard to divest its direct holdings from the top 200 publicly traded fossil fuel companies. We can actually see our direct holdings, so we know that that's about $20 million in four companies. So it's not that much given the size of our endowment.
Yale's Nathan Lobel says the Yale Corporation does not divulge the details of its finances, so the students don't know what its fossil fuel company holdings are. Yale's endowment is $24 billion. Just like the administration at Yale, a spokesman for Harvard said in a statement Tuesday that Faust and the university have provided many opportunities for divestment supporters to raise their concerns. In addition to the blockade, Harvard law students last year filed suit against the Harvard Corporation, among other things, challenging management of its funds as a nonprofit charitable institution. Second-year law student Ted Hamilton explains.
Because Harvard is a nonprofit corporation, it's bound by certain charitable duties. And our argument is that by investing in fossil fuels, which are known to cause serious harms to the environment and to human health, they're in violation of those charitable duties.
A judge dismissed the suit last month, but the students are appealing. Some have criticized the divestment movement as impractical, saying holdings in top-traded commodities like oil and gas make sound business sense for large institutions. Yale freshman Maya Jenkins responds that top universities should be able to apply the ethical theories of their classrooms to the financial practices of their endowments.
We know that our school divesting is not going to crash the market, but what it does seek to do is kind of change the conversation and stigmatize these industries. And so it's a political statement more than anything, and I think especially at a place like Yale with a lot of clout, divesting would help to change and shift that conversation.
Melinda Tuhus, Free Speech Radio News, New Haven.